All right, guys, welcome into another Marketabilities podcast. Did I say another like it's a two-word comment there? Another episode.
All words are made up anyway, so it's fine.
They are. So if that somehow insults you, sorry. But this next topic, it may get a little dicey, hopefully not.
Yeah.
We learned several months ago that sometimes you do have to make yourself a little bit vulnerable to answer some of these things and to accept a charge or maybe make some changes within your workplace.
Yeah.
That will make it better for everyone.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about leadership and management.
Not everyone likes their managers or their leadership, to be honest.
Or the philosophies.
People have got some choice words often.
Yes, yes. And what we decided, and I think it was over breakfast one day, very cash, but can I be, you know, completely honest? Can I be transparent with you? Yeah. And maybe this type management style isn't going to work for everybody. Right. Is that how you put it or something like that? I don't know.
Yeah, it was just maybe we just need to switch it up and see, if this is going to be different. Because people aren't happy. And I'm not saying that you need to cater to people all the time. People sometimes need a reality check. And I think there's a healthy dose of both. But right. I think a lot of the culture around a company is comes from the leadership.
Yeah.
And that can come from any segment of the leadership. Like there can be a manager or a shift leader or whatever, however your company works, that can be damaging it. And it may not necessarily be the person at the top.
Right.
But yeah.
I agree. And I think pretty soon after that day when it was brought to my attention, part of leadership within our company at that time was stress driven.
Very much so.
It was feeling like there wasn't the same level of excitement or engagement.
Right.
And part of the problem was for years, I tried to force that.
Right.
Not understanding why someone wouldn't show this same level of whatever, and have this same awareness and actually a same desire and same abilities and all of these things. Yeah. And the moment, and it took a while, the moment that I decided, because I love to work.
Right.
I love what we do. When you love what you do, you really don't feel like you go to work and you don't mind doing it all hours of the day and whatever because it's fun. Mm-hmm. I decided I wasn't going to try anymore, and get frustrated.
Right.
If people want to observe management, leadership, people running a company, things that people are doing, and they're like, hey, I want to do that. You make room for those type people. Mm-hmm. If they don't say that or do that or want to rise to the occasion, it's okay.
Yeah.
They're either going to fall off or they'll come up at whatever pace they want. And sometimes that means they're outpaced by other people.
Yeah, which is, it's totally fine. Like, I think ultimately people think they want certain things. And then when they get there, they're like, oh, I didn't. This isn't actually what I wanted.
Yeah, it's not a bad thing. You said sometimes people.
Yeah. It's interesting. I noticed whenever you did decide to do that, when you decided to kind of like let go. Well, no. So whenever you decided to kind of just let go and let people fall into place, we had some people leave because they, you weren't babying them anymore and forcing them to. Look at it this way or that way. As time happened, people either fell off or they stepped up.
Yeah.
And
it's really been great because you can stress yourself out for easily. Reasons really beyond your control.
Oh,
it's
so easy.
It is so easy. And you just have to, now this will go with for any company and any service. You have to look around and it becomes very apparent of who's going to be with you and who wants to stand there with you and go to battle and they get it. They understand. Mm-hmm. You don't have to ask those people to come in, to meet, to maybe consider doing this. Mm-hmm. If you've got the right team in place, they're out ahead of you doing it even before you think of it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. And it's because they're seeing the vision and they're making themselves part of the vision, not necessarily following the vision.
100%.
And there's a huge difference between being a part of it and just following it.
Yeah.
And I think there's a lot of people out there who get excited over a vision and they're like, oh yeah, that sounds great. But then when it kind of gets into it, they're like, you just take care of it.
You just hit on something. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where my frustration came from, is that I felt like there were people on the team that just would come in and it was almost like, what do you have? Give it to me.
Yeah.
Give it to me. Why am I going to give you that?
Right.
You know, give me that.
Right.
And that's really, you know, what we've done here. And it's tough in some businesses because you know how you operate. But, you know, just because a guy has a bigger office than you and you think, oh, they couldn't possibly understand my job or whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, a really good team is a well-rounded team and they've done each other's jobs before. They know what you're up against. They're with you in the trenches, you know. They're in an edit session with you. And it's like, don't take for granted that that guy's doing well. It's okay for you to reciprocate some of the things that are happening within a company.
Correct, yeah.
And I don't know, maybe it takes courage to do that. Maybe it takes stepping out on faith, like, how are they going to receive this? You might be surprised.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, there's been several, I think there's been a few times that I've done stuff that I'm like, this is weird, but I think this is different and I feel right about it. And
yeah.
Then I say that half the time, maybe a little more than half the time, it's usually thoroughly welcomed.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Like, wow, you did that?
Yeah. And then also like the things that weren't welcome, the things that weren't, you know, great, that I thought would be good. Mm-hmm. I just take note of it and I don't do those things. And for whatever reason, it's hard for some people to understand that.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And you know, the other thing is to start peeling away some of these layers and start getting to know your team a little bit better. We've always been a proponent of team building in some way.
Yeah.
And we've done this TV show together. You know, we have a production marketing ad house, and primarily we do video production. So we're making commercials, whatever. We do the show. That's sort of a play day sometimes. We get to have some fun and interview some cool people.
Still work, but play.
Yeah, it is work, but play. And then sometimes we do crazy things like team build on a weekend, go to a lake, you know, jump in the cold plunge, all that kind of stuff. And that's really cool because I think it solidifies relationships, but they will still shake out whether they're going to be personal relationships or continue as professional relationships.
Professional.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, don't be afraid to do that. I actually encourage that because we learned a lot that weekend or that night about a couple of team members. You know, maybe they opened up in ways that...
Totally. Yep, that was funny.
Yeah. So, all right. The other thing we got to think about is, you know, for effective leadership and management is time management. I mean, it's so important to respect the time of one another. In particular, if you're a contract worker or you work in a position where you can go all hours of the day, all hours of the night, you know, whenever it's convenient for you, because it may not be convenient for your team member.
Yeah. And I mean, it's such an easy thing to do is just set clear boundaries. Mm-hmm. Like I've made it pretty clear to you that I don't really do stuff around dinner time. Like after 5:30, 6 o'clock, there's a good chance I won't be able to do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's pretty clear. And you know, but there's also times when you're clear of like, hey, we're tight on this. This needs to get done today, and I'll stay late and do it, or I'll figure it out, you know, or I'll wake up at 4 a.m. and start it at 5 so that it's done for the client at 8 a.m.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, and same with Rob. Like Rob, he's funny because he's got these boundaries where he comes in a little bit later, but he'll stay until 7 or 8 o'clock and get it done. So I think it's just as a contractor or as a leader, you just need to understand like. You both need to be clear on like, hey, this is how I work and this is when we're going to work. Mm-hmm. But it's also as a leader or a manager, it's also your job to ask and make sure that you're not overstepping.
Absolutely.
Because you know, people have lives and people are different. Like you're different from me because you'll start work at 5 a.m. and finish at 11 p.m.
Yeah. People are like, why are you up at 3 a.m.? I don't know. I just feel like working. I mean, I feel like I'm here, but we've always had the conversation as well. we don't care when you get it done, just get it done within this time.
A deadline.
Deadline. So, and it's funny because, okay, we did have something happen this week, and I don't know if you guys can relate. You guys ask me all of the time. So we have an internal calendar, which I'm sure all of you guys do, and people can schedule things or whatever. But then we also have a workflow platform. And part of that platform is a due date.
Yep.
Or when is this due?
Mm-hmm.
And I oftentimes fail to fill that in because my philosophy has always been that the moment you see that you have work to do, and I see that you really don't have much else going on, and there's not really anything else on the calendar.
Sure.
Why aren't you making it that day?
Right.
Or the next day?
Yeah.
Why do I have to schedule it 2 weeks from today?
Right.
How about ASAP?
Yeah. I mean, it just depends on the person. Like, I know that I have my own personal work that I do every week.
That you don't put on the calendar.
Well, but it's like, when do I, if it's just like my own editing of like audio production, it's like, do I put that on the calendar?
Probably not.
No, because I want to be flexible in case something comes up that I can pull it in. Okay. But yes, if I am like for example, next week I have my own live recording that I'm doing for a band.
Right.
I'm going to be out that entire day next week.
And you put that on the calendar normally. Yeah, when you're out. Mm-hmm. And then I don't know how you guys do it, you know, where you work, but I think when you start to look at all of those things, and then here's the one thing we did have happen, and I don't know much about your deliverables out there, but we lost some earning potential because we didn't work ahead.
Yeah.
And so just think about that. You know, when I'll leave you with this, and then we'll go on to the next part. When you're given a job and you have an assignment and there's something there and someone's willing to pay you for that service or that product, how about we do the deal as soon as possible?
Mm-hmm.
Because it may be off the table in 2 weeks.
Oh. Yes.
Right?
Right. It's true.
it's scary.
It's hard to consider, but
That creates immediacy real quick.
Yeah, and it's just a way of thinking, I think. Like you just need to we all need to have a shift of thinking of like, man, if I got all this stuff, because another thing that I think about often is like, if I have all this work building up and I'm, you know, not necessarily procrastinating, but I'm also not necessarily getting as many things done per day as I could.
Right.
To where I would be ahead. I think about this all the time, where it's like, if I decided to take the whole week to do all these projects whenever I could have finished them in 2 days, and an opportunity came up on Wednesday that I had to say no to because I decided not to do all those projects in the first 2 days that I could have done.
Yes.
And so now I just lost more money, more opportunity.
I love the way you're thinking now. Yeah. I really do. Yeah. And, you know, and that, I guess that brings us to the close on this is allowing the decision-making process for all of these things, everything that's happening internally, it needs to be a collective effort because I think the outcome's going to be better when everybody sort of weighs in on, you know, this decision and how best are we going to do these things.
But it also needs to be made quickly. Like, I think
exactly
a lot of people will sit on decisions for way too long. And by that time, several other people have already made several decisions. Some of them may be wrong, but they learned that it was wrong way before you did.
Yeah. Yeah. I've never been one that could be part of that committee that would table discussions. I can't with that. No. I really cannot with that.
I'll table the table.
I'll topple the table. Yeah. All right. So that's what we want, guys. We want you to just, you know, focus a little bit. And if this helps you at all build a positive company culture, maybe we helped a little bit.
Yeah, I hope so.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's Market Abilities Podcast produced by Growing Media. Super excited because coming up next time, I didn't know if we would get into it on this podcast, but the next one, we're going to talk more about that personal development and wellness just to ensure that everybody's okay. And everybody's like, oh gosh, here we go. Those terms that people use. And
it's necessary.
It is anymore. Mm-hmm. You really do have to be sensitive. Sorry. All right. We'll see you guys next time.
See you next time.